In this bulletin, another 7 COVID-19 deaths and 1,288 cases in New South Wales, 176 locally acquired cases in Victoria, and in sport, Australia's success in Tokyo continues. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has recorded 1,288 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and another 7 deaths. 107 people have now died in the outbreak so far. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says health experts are expecting the death toll to rise going into October, but she hopes rising vaccination rates will reduce the loss of life in the future.
We anticipate October will be the worst month for the number of people that lose their lives and also for the rate of people in hospital. And if I can just briefly explain that it's normally in the second week of illness that people get very sick. As the rate of vaccination increases, as more and more people are vaccinated and have that protection, we will see that rate of hospitalisation come down. But pleasingly today, New South Wales looks like will be the first state or territory to hit 70% first dose vaccination.
Unlimited exercise will be allowed from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the 12 local areas of concern, but the curfew and other restrictions remain. New South Wales has now passed the 7 million mark for first doses administered, with 121,000 people vaccinated yesterday. Victoria has recorded 176 new locally acquired cases, a day after Premier Daniel Andrews abandoned Victoria's elimination strategy. Contact tracers have so far linked 83 of the new cases to existing outbreaks. Restrictions will remain until 70% of the eligible population has had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Victoria is further tightening its border with New South Wales, with the Premier indicating it could remain closed until the end of the year. 6 Victorian and 2 New South Wales local government areas will be removed from the border bubble from tonight. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says with over 1,000 cases per day in New South Wales, the risk posed to Victoria is greater than ever. Queensland has recorded one locally acquired case in a truck driver that's currently under investigation. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says he lives on the Gold Coast but had travelled from Sydney and is currently back in New South Wales. The man was infectious in the community for 5 days from August 28 to September 1, and contact tracing is underway. Meanwhile, an entire Gold Coast family of 5 has been placed into hotel quarantine after children told their classmates that they'd been in Melbourne. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has accused the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk of denying reality after she flagged border restrictions could remain until all children are vaccinated against COVID-19. There's currently no COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in children between 0 and 12 years of age anywhere in the world, although Pfizer is reportedly intending to apply to get its vaccine assessed for emergency use approval in the United States for 5 to 11-year-olds. Mr. Frydenberg told Channel 7 economic recovery is reliant on leaders sticking to the national plan.
The September quarter is expected to see the economy contract and see the fuller impact of the New South Wales and Victorian lockdowns. In Western Australia, they've got job shortages. In Queensland, the tourism businesses are doing it tough. Anastasia Palaszczuk will have to tell that Sunshine Coast or Gold Coast tourism operator, the theme park operator, why does she want to keep the borders closed when the rest of the country is opening up? It's a desperate denial of the reality, and it's not based on the medical advice.
Well, to sport now, and Australia has added 4 more medals to its swimming tally at the Tokyo Paralympics. Tim Hodge won silver in the 200-metre individual SM9 medley, while Blake Cochran, Timothy Thomas-Kane and Thomas Gallagher have all claimed bronze. In tennis, Dylan Alcott and Heath Davidson fell short of a gold medal in the quad doubles, taking home silver. Well, now today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm and 14 degrees. Possible evening shower in Adelaide, a top of 30. Melbourne, sunny and windy, 26. Hobart, becoming windy, sunny day, 24. Canberra, sunny and 23. Wollongong, a sunny afternoon, 23 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, a shower or two, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.